Water is scarce in the tiny West County town of Bodega, which has been a problem for the local volunteer fire department.
If we had to fill up our water tenders from town, from the tanks at town, we can drain the water system in town, and that would let people in their homes without water.
But that's not a worry anymore, says Bill Newman, the Bodega Fire Department's board president, thanks to the rainwater catchment system that's been installed atop their new fire station.
It's a water catchment system. It comes off the roof, about half our roof, and it goes into the tank. It holds about 35,000 gallons. It's for emergency fire, because it's not potable drinking water. We use it mostly to fill our water tenders and our trucks, and then any other agencies that might be in the area that need water. We have about 10 loads of water. It takes about 10 or 15 inches of rain to fill it up.
The modern fire station, which replaced the old wooden building next door, was built 4 years ago, and the catchment system was designed to be part of it all along.
It was on the initial plans that we have a water catchment system. We didn't have the money to do it, but we got a grant to do it during construction. So as soon as we're operational, we've had this in place.
The $60,000 grant came through the Gold Ridge Resource Conservation District, where John Green is lead scientist and project manager.
We had funding through NOAA, through a stimulus grant at the time. This is back in 2010 that we built that. Essentially, it was to address extractive water use in the Salmon Creek watershed, specifically in Bodega. In that area, there's not much groundwater, so a lot of the water either comes directly out of Salmon Creek or it comes out of wells that are really shallow that are right next to the creek that have an impact on stream flow. And the grant we got was to address some of those impacts by replacing that water with rainwater.
And, Green says, the benefits to Salmon Creek have been clear during the current drought.
In 2009, which was the last year of our last drought, and that was 3 years of drought, that reach of Salmon Creek was bone dry at the beginning of August. This year, after 4 years of more severe drought, it's just starting to dry out now. But the previous 3 years, we didn't ever see any drying out of Salmon Creek. I mean, the creek got low, but it never stopped flowing.
But he adds that can't all be attributed to the fire station's water saving.
That was one of a number of projects that we implemented along that reach. At that time, we had 8 rainwater projects, including one that was a 235,000-gallon tank for a ranch out there. So between all of those projects, we think the evidence shows that it's making a difference in terms of stream flow.
Beyond the critical fire safety benefits, the other pluses from installing projects like these are so clear, Green says, that he considers them no-brainers.
It's really hard to quantify the cost to the environment. And when you look at it in terms of endangered species, we have a lot of creeks that are drying out that are coho salmon streams. And how do you put a dollar value on that? You know, if you talk about it in terms of cost effectiveness for the amount of water that you're collecting, and you spread it out over a whole bunch of years that the project is going to be operating, I think it's a pretty good deal as well.
Back at the fire station, the roughly 1,000 square feet of roof area needs just 10 to 12 inches of rainfall to fill the district's shiny new reservoir. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.